following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hurry into Lowe's to find the perfect gift for everyone on your holiday shopping list, like a Kobalt Hypercoil Work Light, now only $24.98, a savings of $15. Or pick up a few Lowe's gift cards. With no fees or expiration dates, they make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get into Lowe's for holiday savings on tools and other last-minute gift ideas. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid December 18th, 2013 through January 2nd, 2014. While supplies last, some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. It's a winter wonderland, and the snow is gonna fall. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on the road this Friday before Christmas at Wilkie's True Value in Kearney. We're glad to be here with Lloyd and the gang for the next hour. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, as we get this Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show underway. We're going to be talking with Nate Klaus of Husker Online. The Huskers have been really getting after practice. Bo Pelini speaking for the first time yesterday since the Iowa press conference. We'll get into that. There was really nothing following up on that from the Lincoln and Omaha press after the practice yesterday. We'll also be talking with Lance Creech, Hastings High boys basketball coach. They have a couple of games this weekend, starting tonight with a Cozad, plus the NCAA volleyball tournament, week 16 of the NFL. And Jimmy and I will start making some bowl selections. Jimmy also has a couple of picks for the weekend. How are you, buddy?
Real good. How about you, Doug?
Well, I'm doing good, and glad to be here and see some of the – here's the deal, though. Here at Wilkie's True Value, it's always this time of the year where I pop in and pick some things up for Christmas. And the problem is now if we're here for this long amount of time, Lloyd says he's got like a big old huge grocery cart that he could get me filled up by the time we get out of here.
Good deal. I mean, do you need a chainsaw or something like that, or what are you gonna be looking at?
I got all kinds of stuff here. I'm a gift guy. I don't buy anything for myself. I don't even have hardly any groceries at home, you know. So that's what I do. I buy for everybody else. But we're at that time of the year where it's going to be a big weekend of shopping, and they will be open 8 to 6 on Saturday, 11 to 5 on Sunday. They're open on Christmas Eve day until 4 o'clock, 8 to 7 the rest of the time, open until 7 o'clock tonight. They'll be open until 7 o'clock on Monday. Free calendars just for stopping in here at Wilkie's True Value on Grand Avenue. It's just off Highway 30 in Kearney. And don't forget their location in downtown Ravenna, where I was last night doing some basketball action. But some great ideas. They've got the gift cards is always something special. You're going, man, Dad, this part of the country, there is going to be something that he can use, whether it's a plier set, whether it's a snow blower, tools. It's all right here at Wilkie's True Value. And, of course, you can check out their flyer that you received in the mail, and we'll talk all about it here on the Doug and Daddy Show today while we talk a little sports. They've got unique gifts here. They've got some Nebraska books, some books that some Kearney history in them as well. And whether you need a Husqvarna snowblower or chainsaw, or whether you just need something for yourself or for your family, here is the place to be at Wilkie's True Value, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. But as always, Jimmy, we're kind of that time of the sports world where it gets quiet. We'll get an infusion of bowls tomorrow, college football with four tomorrow, and then we get one Monday, and that's Frank Solich in Ohio, and we get one on Tuesday, and then it really gets going after the Christmas break. But really, after Sunday, NBA will be the talk, and you've got a lot of games on Christmas Day, but this is going to be a big Sunday in the National Football League.
Huge, huge. You know, this Chicago Bear game with the Philadelphia Eagles, the impact it has on everybody else involved. So many teams are involved with that one game and just about making the playoffs. Now, there's some other games, and Doug, and you know as well as I do, about what seeding they're going to get. But as far as the impact of who's going to get in and who's not, I mean, can you imagine you know, the Dallas Cowboys, you know, being rooting for the Bears so hard, you know what I mean? And then you got the Detroit Lions who can be cheering for the Eagles and the Packers. And, I mean, that game is really an interesting football game.
Well, and most of the national media kind of has the feeling of most of the Dallas Cowboy fans. You know, Dallas has put themselves in a position to make the playoffs in the last 2 years. They have lost 2 years ago. Now, this will be a setup for next week, but 2 years ago, they could have won the division and made the playoffs if they would have beat the Giants. Lost. Last year, Washington Redskins, they go to the playoffs if they win last week. Loss. This week, it's the other team in the division, the Philadelphia Eagles, and they would play them next week, and they need to get that game to make the playoffs. Dallas controls it. If they can win-win, they're in, but the Eagles also control it, win-win, and they're in the playoffs as well. It basically comes down to next week if both win or both lose on Sunday.
Right, and I don't know, Doug, I didn't look in advance, and you might have, but is there a Sunday night game next week on the 29th, or are they just going to be all Sunday afternoons, or do you know that at this time?
Well, Jimmy, they have that Sunday night game. They have a Monday night game, but
they do have the Sunday night game on the 29th, and that'll be an interesting game to see which one they'll pick, you know.
So that'll be coming up. Well, I'll probably let
be
you
able
know.
To look at. Okay,
let me double check that here for you, but
okay,
that'll be
good.
Coming up next Sunday night. You can still get a hold of us as you always do on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460 1550. At ESPN1460 1550, and of course you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Well, I lied. They don't have one scheduled for Sunday night. I know they always do, though.
Yeah, they usually did, I think. But I, for some reason, I looked at that and thought that they were not doing anything on the 29th. Everything was going to be, you know, done by 3:30. You know,
I don't know if they were flexing one in or not. Maybe producer Jeff will let us know on that, so we'll find out. For next week, they have four late games: Denver, Oakland, which will. It might mean something
sure,
for
home field
advantage
sure.
for Denver, but it's at Oakland. San Francisco at Arizona, that could be huge for both of those teams. I mean, right now, San Francisco isn't even assured of being in the playoffs.
That's correct.
If Arizona could go win-win against Seattle and San Francisco, they're in. Kansas City will be at San Diego, and St. Louis will be at Seattle. So those are the games that are in the late slot next week.
And all four will have implications probably on the seeding.
And producer Jeff tells us that they will announce the flex game after this week's, and they're looking like it'll either be Green Bay, Chicago, or the Dallas Philly game.
Sure. That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah, you're going to need the most important. They'll pick the most important game with playoff implications, and that'll be the story for next week. So there you go, answering that question. How about last night? I don't know how much joy people get in Texas getting beat, but they have to get joy in Texas getting beat. A walloping volleyball match last night. Penn State plays nearly perfect, and Wisconsin upsets Texas. They are the lowest seed to ever advance into the national championship. They were a 12 seed going in. We already knew the Big Ten was tough, but even I'm surprised that this is how the final matchup will be.
Yeah, interesting. You know, like you say, a 12 seed in volleyball is almost unheard of. You know, and you know, baseball in NCAA baseball, you know, some of those lower seeds, when they get hotter, they get their pitcher going. But, you know, in volleyball, you got to win 3 out of 5, you know, so you just don't have that one pitcher throwing for you. So, yeah, that's right.
No doubt about it. Nate Klaus from Husker Online will join us in our next segment, and then we'll talk with Lance Creech, Hastings High boys basketball coach. There is a lot of basketball going on tonight. There wasn't a whole lot last night, and unfortunately, there wasn't a whole lot of competitive basketball. There were a couple 3 boys games in the lower classes that were close, but I was at Ravenna Gibbon, and Gibbons Riley Reinertsen, everybody knows him. He is the C1 reigning player of the year, and he's banged up. And not even as far as it affects the team. You hate to see a great athlete, any athlete, but you hate to see great athletes hampered by injury. And right now that's his story, and they get Adams Central tomorrow, another physical club.
Yeah, you know, Gibbon last year had a really good February where they competed well in February and went on to the state tournament, got to play in March. And I know they were counting on a good season. I have no idea, Doug. I didn't see the situation or even know he was hurt. I did see where he had 37 points, though, against Loup City. And a couple weeks, maybe the week one or week two, when he had a really good game. And I didn't even know he was injured. But evidently he was injured in practice or before the game. Is that correct?
Yeah, he got hurt in that Loup City game kind of late in the game. Okay. A hard foul and right. Came out of the ball game and really didn't practice much this week. And that's the situation. So hopefully he and anybody else that's not healthy right now gets ready to go after the Christmas break. But ready for some good basketball. What is this Christmas break as a coach, as an administrator? What does this do? Does it depend where Christmas falls, how you kind of handle things, or is it always going to be a 5-day break and these coaches have the same routine?
Yeah, I mean basically, what they tried to let you play Saturday this year. You know, they wanted to let you play Saturday, and the moratorium, they have to set it up. So you know, the 25th of December is going to be one of the dates. You know, it's going to be
probably the 24th.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there too. You know, so this year the holiday tournaments. You know, when you come back, you know, the 27th and 28th fall. And then teams are playing actually on the 30th and 31st. There are some that are going 28 and 30. You know, they're playing the 28th and the 30th. So, but as an administrator and you know, you just follow the rule. You know what I mean? Hope your coaches are going to follow the rule. I mean, right now, there was times where they wouldn't let you go to a YMCA or any place. But now, you know, as long as the players go on their own to shoot a little bit and do what they want to do, they're going to let them, you know, shoot it or whatever. They do that direction. But the moratorium's probably a good idea. I know as a referee, I can use the 5 days myself to get healed up to go on for about another month. Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show live from Wilkie's True Value here in Kearney. We are located at 1314 East 25th Street, or right on the east edge of Highway 30 as you're heading out of town. Love to have you stop by. Whether it's during the Doug and Daddy Show today or any time this weekend, start your Christmas shopping, finish your Christmas shopping, or just pick something up for yourself. Also, Wilkie's True Value on 204 Grand Avenue in Ravenna. Shop locally. Shop Wilkie's True Value. We're open until 7 o'clock today, 8 to 6 Saturday, 11 to 5 Sunday, and open till 4 on Christmas Eve. Folks, don't forget to get signed up. We've already got quite a few people signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. All you have to do, because it's free, is go to ESPNSuperstation.com and it gets signed up today. We've got great prizes like a television from Russell's Appliance, a $200 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a Grill's Best Friend, $100 gift card from Cunningham's, many other prizes from Cunningham's, Big Dally's, and a variety of folks during our Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. Now, it does not start this weekend with these games, but it does start on December 27th. The first game is the Military Bowl, and then the games go out through there. You just got to click on your pick, leave us your contact information so we can send you your prizes when you win, and go to ESPNSuperstation.com, and maybe you can garner that Troutman's gift certificate. I would love to have that. And, folks, Christmas just 5 days away. Skip the lines and head to Troutman's Quality Meats, where certified Angus prime rib season is here with Kerry's Special Rub, guaranteed to be the best you'll ever eat. How about boneless hams, potato sausage, fresh seafood, including oysters? Oh, it's, you know, it's the holidays. Why not gorge yourself a little, Jimmy? I just got to find somebody that knows how to fix it all.
Hey, you know, I walked in there one time because I was looking around because there was a customer in front of me, and they had frog legs. You know, they have all kinds of stuff, frog legs. Oh. You know, I've never been a real connoisseur of, you know, yeah, of frog legs. Have you? Or is that something you eat quite a bit?
No,
or?
No, but that's the thing about Troutman's, that you can try something different. They've got to meat and put – they got the meat that we want there, you know, ham, prime rib,
sure,
steak, bacon, of course, USDA – choice certified Angus beef, and they've got all the other cool stuff like that as well. You've got some, as we said, here with the fresh seafood, including the oysters, fresh frozen seafood, the crab legs, some scallops, things like that. You're going to have many meals over the holiday. Have a little something different. Troutman also will cut your steaks to specification. It's the perfect gift, and you need a stocking stuffer? Seasonings, sauces, wines, and of course, gift cards is a great way to say thanks to your neighbor for clearing your driveway this winter, or going hunting, or just whatever the little things are that you want to give a gift for. Troutman's, who goes wrong with food? Troutman's Quality Meats, Christmas 5 days away. They say Merry Christmas. Thanks to all their customers. Carrie and the gang doing a great job at Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30 here in Kearney. We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to Wilkie's True Value, Nate Klaus from Husker Online, talk a little Big Red football and recruiting right after this.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Hi, it's The Herd. Christmas is here. Whether you're going to be there to celebrate in person or not, this Christmas send a truly original, truly traditional centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers.com. Guaranteed to brighten up a holiday table and absolutely deliver smiles. 1-800-Flowers.com's classic Christmas centerpiece is perfect. It's expertly crafted by local florists, hand-delivered to your house, filled with red roses, white lilies. It's bright, seasonal, accented with fragrant evergreens, pine cones, topped off with a red velvet ribbon and candles. It really lightens up the room. 1-800-Flowers.com, right now, exclusive offer. Limited time. If you order it, the classic Christmas centerpiece, and get a free upgrade right now to a larger centerpiece starting at just $29.99. $10 savings. Don't wait. Order now for guaranteed Christmas delivery. Don't wait. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or download the mobile app. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and...
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see lingering cloud cover with some breaks of sun possible in spots later this afternoon. Highs reach the low 20s as northwest winds diminish to 5 to 10. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, will fall to 8. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 12.
We'll be right back.
location today. Our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth takes us to Wilkie's True Value, 1314 East 25th Street, or for those of you that don't follow the street signs like I do, East Highway 30 here in Kearney. And we'd love to have you stop by and see us today. We'll be here, of course, until noon. And, of course, Lloyd and the gang here will be here all weekend and up until Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock with some great specials. We'll be talking more about that here in just a little bit. But whether you need a snowblower or a chainsaw from Husqvarna or shovel salt, it's here, folks. Scrapers, gloves, it's wintertime. It sure feels like it out there. Who wouldn't take that for a gift, some nice warm gloves, or if you're in the mood to get Dad a snowblower, I think he'd take that as well. Of course, there's so many great gifts just for in the home as well. Mom, Dad, it doesn't matter. You can find something for him here at Wilkie's True Value. It is Mannheim Steamroller Night. It feels like it. Last year, of course, the concert had to be canceled because of the blizzard that came through, but I know it's sold out, and folks are fired up to go to Chip Davis and Mannheim Steamroller today out at the Viero Event Center. I don't know why the boss keeps making us work.
Have you ever been to that Mannheim Steamroller
concert? I have not been to a live concert of Mannheim Steamroller, no, but I enjoy listening to it.
Yes, me too.
So, folks, if you're in town for that, or if you live here, whatever the case may be, enjoy the concert tonight. We are less than 2 weeks away from Nebraska taking on Georgia on New Year's Day in the Gator Bowl, and the Huskers have been practicing hard this week. Plus, they're getting ready to finish up some recruiting, and it's time for our recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. We are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda and Jim Langan. Nate Klaus joins us from Husker Online. Merry Christmas, Nate. How are you?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you guys. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing good. Now, is Sean picking up the tab, or do you have to hitchhike down to Jacksonville?
Well, you guys were just kind of talking about, you know, how your bosses are always making you work. I got the same situation going on. I'm actually going to be, you know, keeping my thumb on recruiting back here in Lincoln while the rest of the crew is down in sunny Jacksonville.
Well, somebody's got to keep the shop afloat, so we're with you here, Nate. I want to start there before we get into the bowl preparation, what's been going on in practice, and et cetera. A couple of things on the recruiting side. I have to admit, and as we've been talking with the Husker media representatives all month long, I'm a little surprised at how, in my eyes, well Nebraska seems to be doing during these last 2 weeks recruiting. They're getting a lot of good vibes. They got the JUCO kids to sign. They got a couple commits. Is this taking you by surprise at all, how well they're doing, or are they doing well, in your opinion?
I think they're doing very well. And you know, it was pretty exciting to see, you know, because after that Iowa game, you know, there was definitely a lot that was kind of up in the air. And obviously the athletic director, Sean Eichhorst, came out with his, support of Pelini, and Pelini issued that apology. And within that apology, he said, that he was excited to hit, recruiting at full throttle is what he called it. And from what I've seen, they definitely went full throttle. They were very well received out on the road, and they literally traveled, coast to coast in the 2 weeks that they had. And they made a lot of headway, and really they landed quite a few difference makers too in there. You got a couple of junior college kids, and then the high school defensive end Darius Slade, who I think could be a very special player down the road for Nebraska too. So I think that really they couldn't have asked for a much better 2 weeks than what they had.
Nate has got a great article or a preview of Darius Slade up on Husker Online. That's the latest story up there. In New Jersey, Nebraska has always picked up nickel and dime kind of great players. I mean, not a ton, but it's been a while since we've really heard a lot from the northeastern part of the United States, and you really like this guy.
Yeah, I do. I think Darius Slade could be a potential difference maker down the road for Nebraska. You know, he fits what they want at that defensive end position to a T. I mean, he's 6'5", 237 pounds, and he's cat quick and can run. He's got big old long arms. From a physical standpoint, he looks and kind of reminds you, has the same build of a Randy Gregory type guy. Now he's extremely raw. He's still kind of, developing as a player and developing, and maturing physically. But like I said, I think after a redshirt season, Darius Slade could be a very special player for Nebraska. He He's a back-to-back state champion in New Jersey. Finished his senior season off with 23.5 sacks. So he's an impressive player, definitely.
Yeah, hey, I think one thing about Nebraska that I look at right now is the recruiting of the defense, offensive linemen. We've really improved on that aspect of the game. You know, in the NFL, it seems to me that you have to have a quarterback to win. And right now, I'm a little concerned about the quarterback situation. And who do we have somebody that we're going to get that we really like, that we think is going to be that man that's going to do that? I know there was a player that went to the Kansas City Royals that was a quarterback that we had kind of recruited.
Darlington, Johnny Stanton. Yeah,
But I just, what's your feeling on the quarterback situation? What are we looking at for next year?
Well, coming up next year, obviously, I think this spring is going to be very telling. Because you're going to have Tommy Armstrong coming back. Johnny Stanton, from all accounts, had a very productive redshirt season and was really looking good so far. I mean, you're also going to add Zach Darlington into the mix. He's a current commit in the 2014 class, but he's graduating early. You know, Darlington wasn't able to play his senior season due to a concussion that he suffered in the first game. You know, they kind of held him out for the rest of the year. But he has been practicing. His team actually made it to the state finals again this year. They happened to lose that game. But he spent the last month or two practicing as a scout team quarterback, helping his team, you know, prepare for that playoff run. So and he runs an offense that's very similar to Nebraska. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how he acclimates and how he does physically, you know, if he's able to you know, take a hit or keep going, you know, depending on how his head injury is. But another quarterback that's kind of popped up on the radar is Colton Gerhardt. And, you know, the Gerhardt name might sound familiar to you. He's Toby Gerhardt's younger brother and comes from out in California, is actually very good friends with the Martinez family. Well, he's a big time quarterback out there and actually committed to Arizona State to play safety. But had a tremendous season, and he athletically he does everything that Nebraska wants out of their quarterback. He's a tremendous passer. He can run the ball. He runs a system that's very, very similar to what Tim Beck does, and Nebraska is kind of going full force at him to add another quarterback into this class.
Talking with Nate Klaus from Husker Online here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we get ready for Nebraska taking on Georgia in the Gator Bowl in less than 2 weeks, I thought Bo Pelini made an interesting statement or observation is the word I'm looking for when he was at the Gator Bowl press conference and folks asked him about recruiting. You just think, oh, Nebraska's going back to Florida. They're going back to Florida. Well, they're actually going to a different part of Florida. I mean, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville, they're kind of worlds apart. What's the difference on what they can do while they're down there?
Well, yeah, the big difference is that, you know, Jacksonville is close enough to Georgia to where they should be able to really get some feelers out there, not only in you know, northern Florida and even on into the panhandle of Florida, but also on into Georgia. You know, when I was with the team and we were down there in 2009 for the Gator Bowl, you know, every year we put together a coaches clinic. So after one of the practices, you know, we invite a ton of coaches from the surrounding areas and, you know, obviously invite their players to come watch practice as well. And then afterwards, all of our coaches would kind of do a chalk talk session and talk football with these high school coaches. And really the whole goal of that is just to kind of develop a relationship, develop a dialogue with these coaches to find out, you know, what type of players they have coming up through their system and kind of make some inroads in that area. So I think we've seen Nebraska, you know, kind of capitalize off of being down in the Orlando area for the past couple of years, and moving on up to Jacksonville should be good too.
31st in the latest rankings. Is that about where this Nebraska class might end up when things are said and done?
Yeah, you know, I only see Nebraska's class moving up from here. Just a few days ago, they were as high as 26th. But, you know, this is a pretty fluid time of the year. You know, a lot of kids are committing, you know, the early JUCO signing period. was just the other day. So, you know, some other teams who signed some junior college players kind of moved ahead in Nebraska. So they're sitting at 31 right now, but I would be surprised if they didn't land in that 20 to 25 area by the end of the year.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you brought up for our listeners about the Husker coaching staff doing things for high school coaches in Florida and Georgia, like you say, in that area. It's very important to open up all those doors so you can shop at all the stores. You know, so that's a really good thing, and I'm glad. You know, and that's one reason why you don't want to change your coaching staffs all the time. It's nice to have some stability, and not only just with the head coach, but with the assistant coaches and all the things that they can do to help out and all the avenues that they can create. Good point.
Yeah, having that continuity, you know, in developing these relationships will only pay off for Nebraska down the road. So, yeah, it's a tremendous, you know, thing that they do with this coaches clinic. And it's little things like that, thinking outside of the box, that's really going to help the program, you know, benefit recruiting-wise on down the road. You know, we've seen them do things like the Big Red Weekend. Obviously, they have junior days, and the spring game is a big, you know, recruiting visit period. But it's these little things that they, you know, if you think outside of the box, that really can pay dividends down the road.
Just a couple of minutes left here with Nate Klass of Husker Online, the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Today we're live from Wilkie's True Value here in Kearney, getting you ready for the Christmas season. As usual, kind of what's next, Nate? Coach Pelini said after practice yesterday when asked about recruiting, he was really pleased with everything that's going on, and he thinks that they've got a chance at some more big guys out there. They're kind of narrowed down. These kids like to get their Final Five, and it seems like Nebraska's on the Final Five of a few good kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just last weekend they had four visitors in, and they made the final cut with all four of those visitors. You know, a couple of junior college prospects like Eric Lauderdale, who's a wide receiver, Quishy Brown, who's another cornerback, who's probably, you know, one of their top targets on their board. They'd like to add six defensive backs in this class, and Quishy Brown, being a JUCO player, you know, he's a guy who could conceivably come in and play right away. You know, they lose a lot of players from their back end this year, so they're going to need to count on some fresh faces to contribute right away. So another guy to keep an eye on is Nick Gates, who's arguably the top offensive lineman that's been on Nebraska's board for quite a while now. He's a big 6'4", 280-pound, very athletic lineman out of Las Vegas, Bishop Gorman High School. He's kind of got things narrowed down to Nebraska, Texas A&M, Oregon. I think Arizona is still kind of in the mix there too, but he's got a tremendous relationship with the coaching staff, has been on campus twice. So I think Nebraska is sitting okay there, and he would definitely be a big score if Nebraska can land him.
Well, Nate, your thoughts on the matchup with Georgia? Everybody has an opinion, and we've been voicing ours quite a bit here the last week or two. Your thoughts on the matchup?
Well, you know, it's interesting because both teams are kind of, you know, kind of a mass unit going into this game. The thing I like about Nebraska's chances are the fact that I think that these past 2 weeks they've really served them well to get healthy and to maybe work on some timing, you know, with the passing game. You know, from what I've been hearing, Tommy Armstrong's been looking very good in practice. And the timing with the wide receiver core is vastly improved. And you always got to like, you know, what Amir Abdullah brings to the table as well. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good matchup. And it could be similar to the game we saw last year. You know, if you take away that fumble from Abdullah towards the end of that game, you know, Nebraska was right in it. So I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter and could go either way, but Nebraska definitely has a great shot.
Yeah, Nate, good point. Last year that game was 31-31, and Nebraska had just gained a first down. I mean, after Abdullah carried the ball. In fact, It was a great run by Abdullah. I think people forget that. He was busting for an extra yardage, and he ended up getting about a 7-yard gain and lost the football, and then we ended up giving him 14 straight. I think the game, just myself, is going to be the special teams. Last year, Georgia blocked a punt, went in the end zone. We had a kid from Kearney High make a great play just to get the safety out of it. But I think the special teams by far in both teams have been very poor in special teams this year. I think somebody's got to step up for these next 30 days and make sure they're special teams. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's a great point. I do think that this is the type of game that special teams is going to make a difference. And I know that Nebraska has been working extra hard on their special teams because, like you said, it's been poor. And they know that they've got to put some extra work in. I was told that they've been working on punts and punt returns specifically before and after practice. Hopefully improve that area of the game. So, I'm not too worried about the kickoff and kick return units, but definitely the punting game is an area where, you could either flip the field, with a nice punt or if you get a punt return, you could really change the whole scope of the game. So, you make a great point there. Absolutely.
Well, Nate, we'll let you get back to work, and again, wish you a Merry Christmas. Thanks for all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully Nebraska can end the season on a winning note. We'll talk again soon.
All right, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care. Nate Klaus from Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Center Pivot Systems. Center Pivot owners have come to expect quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. So to assure many more years of reliable irrigation, schedule your annual preventative maintenance program today, because performing basic maintenance in the off-season will pay you back when the summer heat arrives. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L irrigation systems, easier on you for a lifetime. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll talk with Lloyd from Wilkie's True Value and see where he's hiding the real special deals. That's always the fun of the story. You find something that you went, huh, yeah, I do need that. And it's great gift given here at Wilkie's True Value. And we will be back to also talk with Lance Creech, Hastings High basketball coach. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Hi, it's the Herd. Your new Regis virtual office will prove to you why it's the ultimate home field advantage. And I just got a month free. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number, whenever, wherever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and monthly private office use. Get 1 month free right now. Free. Regus.com/sports. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloud cover with some breaks of sun possible in spots later this afternoon. Highs reach the low 20s as northwest winds diminish to 5 to 10. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, will fall to 8. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 12.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the road, and just great to be here at Wilkie's True Value. Don't forget two locations, not only in Ravenna, but right here in Kearney at 1314 East 25th Street. And we are pleased to have the boss with us. I always love to talk to the man in charge. Lloyd, how are you?
Well, I'm good. Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having us in here today. Customers always want to have a little fun, don't they?
Right. Customer's trying to get on the air. We'll turn it over to him. He's buying a drop cord.
I'll tell you what, they buy enough stuff, we'll let him on.
You bet, anytime.
He gets one of those snowblowers. You got a snowblower for like about $750, and you got another one for like $1,900.
Yeah.
You know, that $1,900 snowblower, that is more expensive than two of the three cars that I own.
But at least this will be productive. It'll work.
Yeah, that'll start. I hope it starts.
The heater works on it, too.
Yeah, I saw that. Handles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Heated handle grips.
You're going to get after it. You just will have heated to see. I didn't know we had luxury in snow blowers here.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Lloyd, always some great things. I mean, I'm just from our vantage point here, we talked about the snow blowers, chainsaws, some of that heavy-duty stuff. Got great tool chests. You've got DeWalt products here. You look over here, there's something for the kids. You got the Red Flyer wagon. You got tricycles up there. I mean, mom, dad, kids, there's something here for everybody.
Right. A lot of people think of us as a hardware store. I think of us as a department store. I mean, we've got eight different departments, pet supplies. You know, pets are big. Got to buy their Christmas present. So we've got toys for the pets. We got food for the pets, dog collars, leashes, and stuff like that. Even the John Deere line. So if you're a John Deere fan, you got to get a leash for your dog that way.
See, that's the neat thing about coming to Wilkie's True Value here is you're going to find something that maybe you couldn't find anywhere else. You're going to go, you know what, that'd be neat. You're looking for the maybe a gift that, you know, like you, Jimmy, you got everything. What does a guy get Jimmy Langan? Well, you walk around here, I'm going to be able to find something to get you, and you just wait. You just wait till the gift exchange on Monday.
Gift exchange on Monday.
There you go.
We are here at Wilkie's True Value. You've got some local things as well. I know you've got some books that have some Nebraska history, some Kearney history. So it doesn't have to be a $1,900 snowblower. You've got roasters. You've got things for the kitchen. There's a price range for about everything here, plus the gift cards.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, well, the gift cards are great, too. We've seen a lot of this nowadays that people are using the gift cards. That way everybody can get what they want.
We're here until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock. We'll be here on Christmas Eve. Of course, Monday and today, Friday, open until 7 o'clock, 8 to 6 tomorrow, 11 to 5 on Sunday. We're here on Grand Avenue just off East Highway 30 in Kearney. Lloyd Wilkie with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lloyd was part of a deal that we did with the Gold Banquet at Kearney Catholic, and we thank you for your support there as well.
Well, we thank ESPN and your station to do that too for Kearney Catholic. It's a great venture, a great program they have going.
Well, I'll tell you what, they might need some of the snow supplies too. The kids never want to come in, but everybody's got to clean their walkway, get some salt, get some, sounds like we might get some here in the next few days.
We may. You know, the best story I ever heard on a snow shovel was one sold one to one guy one day, and the next day he came back to another one. I said, what happened to the first one? He said, kids got it, went out in the yard, it's buried, I can't find it.
Lloyd, anything else that you want the folks that are listening out there to know as we get ready for Christmas?
Well, again, like I say, we're a department. A lot of departments, kitchen gadgets, hardware gadgets for the plumbing and electrical, you know, not just the parts, but also the tools. We got amp meters and wire strippers and things like that. So tools, 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 and that's what the guys want, and we've got plenty of them. We got some real specials on some combination sets of drills and grinders and saber saws at very good price.
tell you what, everything from the nuts and bolts to the stuff that you need to make a Christmas dinner, it's all right here at Wilkie's True Value. Lloyd, thanks for having us, and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas again.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with Lance Creech, the head basketball coach at Hastings High School. They are in action tonight and tomorrow. They've got a couple of games here, Jimmy, as they wrap up the pre-Christmas portion. They've got Cozad, and then they go to York, who obviously has the Danielson kid in one of the top 10 programs. But outside of the Elkhorn South game, they have played competitive basketball through the first four games. And again, they're a group there that's trying to turn things around. It's been a few seasons since they've been had any thoughts of maybe going to the postseason. You bring a college coach in that knows the high school scene, and he's trying to get things working in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, I actually reffed their double overtime victory, Doug, against Columbus the other day. And, they competed very well. I thought they did a good job of screening. And then they had a kid step up, and we'll talk to Lance. They had a kid step up. It was a really good score, hit some big shots for him downtown. They had some kids defend well. They had this Bilal kid inside that I thought did a really good job defensively. Really didn't score a whole lot, but was a real good role player and really made sure that Columbus didn't get any easy shots, you know, down there in the paint. So, you know, everybody kind of knew their role, and I was really surprised for as early in the season how few turnovers they had and, yeah, you know, just gave themselves an opportunity to win because the ball was not going in the basket for them. You know, and if the ball's not going in the basket, you got to do a lot of other things to give your chance to win. And they really played smart the last 5 minutes of regulation and then the two overtime periods.
Very important to know your role and execute with your role. And here's what I think. With all these overtime games, Lance is used to coaching the 40 minutes. He didn't know what to do, so he said, let's just play overtime. Let's welcome him to the Doug and Daddy Show again. Hastings High best boys basketball coach Lance Creech. Lance, Merry Christmas. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, getting ready for a couple of basketball games for Hastings High Tigers. Cozad tonight on 1230 KHAS. And what about what Jimmy has said about the kids learning their roles at this early portion of the season?
Well, I think, you know, he's probably hit it pretty close to dead on. You know, we're still a work in progress, and I've been really pleased with the attentiveness and the things that the kids have given us, not only in the practice situations, but you know, we do a lot of film work. We do a lot of looking at ourselves. And you know, I used to be a guy that watched a lot of our opponent and really worried about the teams that we were playing. And in probably the last 5 to 6 years as a head coach, I've kind of taken not a backseat, and we still do watch some film on our opponent to give our kids a general idea. But we just try and study ourselves a lot, talk through different situations. And you know, I think with visual learning that these kids are all accustomed to and education, I think it's been very beneficial. And I think it gives kids an opportunity to ask questions and, you know, just kind of see what it should look like. And we show them good, bad, and everything in between. And you know, we hold no punches. If a kid doesn't do his job or doesn't know his role, the camera doesn't lie. So you can't really fudge on anything in a film session. And I think these kids really taken to it, so the credit goes to them, no doubt.
Hey, Lance, earlier when I was talking, I couldn't remember the player's name, but you had a kid that did step up pretty well and scored. I thought he scored real well late in the game and in overtime. And what was his name again? He was a guard for you?
Yeah, Tanner Johnson, and he's a kid. He's the most veteran player we have. We're in kind of a different predicament. He's definitely, you could see it Friday. You could see it really good on Saturday. He was one of the very few players in our program right now that have really been in this type of a situation because he's our leading scorer from a year ago, and he averaged 6 points a year ago as a junior and was primarily a post player. But with his athleticism, and you said it and you saw it firsthand, he stepped out, hit a 17-footer late in the game, made some free throws for us late in the game and in the overtimes. And really kind of put us on his back and just kind of willed us. You know, he was our quarterback on our football team, tough, competitive kid. You know, I like him more every day. And he is what we're really going to kind of lean on to see if we can get, you know, where we want to be at the end of the season here. So he's done an exceptional job for us.
We're talking with Lance Creech, head boys basketball coach of the Hastings Tigers here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Jim Langan, as they get ready for Cozad tonight. It's their last home game until January the 24th when they do get a five-game home stretch. Coach, when you took the program over to where you are today, tell us about maybe improvement, what you're still working on, and where you think you're headed.
Well, you know, it's kind of odd because – you know, just fundamentally and skill-wise is what we've really tried to develop at this point, and we're still doing, you know, some of the same drills, just passing, catching, and ball handling every single day. And we haven't even grazed anything offensively or defensively that we would like to build upon, you know, heading into late January, early February, getting ready for the district tournaments and stuff. So it's been fun. I absolutely love it. I'm appreciative of the opportunity, and it's been a great relief for me and my family, I think, and you know, not recruiting and not traveling all over the world. It's kind of funny, when I took the job, they said, you realize you have to drive to Scott's Bluff and play in a conference tournament. I said, we're used to doing that on a Wednesday night. I mean, that's nothing, you know. I mean, that's not a big deal, and I'm not driving the bus, so I really don't care where the heck we go at that point. You know, so everything in between, it's been really good. Kids have been great. They're like little sponges. They're just trying to soak up as much as they can. Coaching staff's been unbelievable. Coach Simmons, in particular, is just kind of a wealth of knowledge. He's been around the program for 17 or 18 years. Been a great, great resource for me, and just not only game stuff, but just day-to-day stuff that, it's not that I'm doing any more or less work necessarily than what I was used to at the college. It's just different work, and it's just a first-time experience for me in a lot of these things. So all in all, it's been exceptional. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Lance, it's interesting. If you're competitive, it doesn't matter where you're coaching at, you know, or what type of a game it is, and at what level it is. It's fun to win, and I thought you did a really good job the other day of helping your kids with some timeouts when they were having a little trouble getting the ball in and bounded, and you used all your timeouts. I mean, you had none left. I mean, and you played two overtime, so that means you used everything you could. And I think that's all you could do as a coach at any level, is try to help your kids win. And you had the right kids out, and you kept out of foul trouble, and you just, a lot of things were really good about that game. And even Columbus, I thought, did a lot of things successful that game. It was a joy, and I enjoyed reffing the game. I just wanted to let you know, I thought your kids' attitude on the floor was really good. It makes it a lot of fun for an official when that happens.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, and we spent a lot of time talking about those things, and it's kind of funny because in practice early on, especially, you know, I wouldn't call a foul, or a kid would say I got fouled, or just stop playing after he thought he got fouled, or whatever it may be. You know, especially when a kid misses a layup and thinks he gets fouled, well, you just made a mistake and you want somebody to bail you out. So we spent a lot of time talking about, hey, good officials aren't going to bail you out. Good officials aren't going to give you the benefit if you're not playing hard. And good officials like to see good fundamentals. And it was an ugly game Saturday because it was, I think, 11-14 at halftime. So it wasn't exactly a beautiful game to watch from the stands perspective. But I think you hit it on the head. Both teams competed their tail off, and so you're going to have nights like that when the ball just does not go into the hole, and you've got to find a way to win. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that. And early on in the winter, a lot of our kids had a chance to do some officiating of some youth league games here in town. That Coach Cafferty and Coach Bovey run a youth league here in November, and they had a different perspective on officials when they had a chance to ref, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade boys and girls basketball. It's a way different feeling than they've ever had. So I think, you know, it's a learning process, and they're still growing, and they've got to figure out that, you know, officials are just like players and coaches. Everybody's going to make a mistake, but you just got to keep plugging away and fighting through it.
And we'll wrap it up with Lance Creech, Hastings High boys basketball coach. Lance, by getting your thoughts on this weekend series, you've got a C1 program in Cozad, and everybody knows that their boys, whatever they've been doing lately, have been pretty good. And then you get a new state power in New York on the road tomorrow. Give us a quick thought on those two.
Well, you know, we're playing two teams that have obviously, they've got athletes. You got one state runner-up in Class B football and a state champion in C1. So athleticism, there's not going to be a deficiency in either one of those clubs. And just a mindset of knowing how to win, you know, and being tough and winning in a cold climate late in the football season. So, you know, that in itself is something that's very difficult to prepare for. You know, and we're still in the process, and I know it sounds very cliche, we've really got to concentrate on what we do well, and then we've really got to focus on the things that we can do to give our kids the best opportunity to win. And along the way, you've got to try and stop the other folks, too. The Paulson kid, which everybody and their dog knows that name around the area, he's as good of an athlete as I've seen in quite a while. I mean, he can just lie flat out, run, and jump. I mean, he is really, really good. He gets the ball, and in an open court, he's very difficult to guard. And then, you know, the Danielson kid might be the best player in Class B, all in all. I mean, shooter, driver, scorer, clever around the rim, gets to the foul line a ton. You know, he kind of single-handedly kept York in it a year ago at the state tournament against Elkhorn South, which is no slouch themselves. And so he is as tough of a single-handed matchup as we'll probably see all season in regard to just one player that's going to devote so much attention from your team to try and slow him down. So it's going to be a challenge, and looking forward to it. It's kind of nice to have a week of just preparation because we can really use that to get our kids a lot better. And not that you never do not, you know, consider or worry about your opponent, but right now we're in a state within our program that we've just really got to focus on what we've got to do to get better every time we touch the floor or we get in the film room or wherever we may be. So that's been a lot of our focus here this early part of the season.
All right, Lance, we wish you the best of luck. And again, a Merry Christmas. Tonight's game with Cozad on 1230 KHAS. And we will talk to you again after the holidays. Good luck.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Take care, Lance Creech. We didn't delve into the college thing, but kind of remember, you know, he's built the table of what Coach Gavers has taken over, and they're doing great there. And now he's trying to get things turned around at Hastings High, and sounds like they've got things pointed in the right direction. And a couple of games tonight and tomorrow, see if they can be competitive and see if they can get at least one of those.
Yeah, you know, Lance went to McCook and had a lot of success. You know, that McCook's had up and down programs at the junior college I'm talking mm-hmm. about here, and had some success there. And he went on to Hastings College, and then. You know, this job opened up at Hastings High, and I think, you know, when he decided to take that, he's not in this 50%, 75%. He's in this thing, you know, with yeah. both legs going right in there hard. And, you know, there's been some coaches at the college level, you know, that have coached at Ohio State and then went to Northern Iowa and maybe didn't take that, you know, that attitude they needed to have,
yeah.
you know, to do that job. But I think Lance is definitely making a great effort and is going to try to build this Hastings High program up.
Jimmy Langan will give us his picks for the weekend. We've also got a couple of other items to talk about. It is graduation time, folks, here at UNK. So we're talking about all the Christmas. Maybe you got to go to a graduation reception. I think we all know if you just graduated college, there's a whole lot of things you need, and they can probably find it here at Wilkie's True Value on East 25th Street in Kearney, right off Grand Avenue on East Highway 30. We're here until just a little after 12 noon, but they're here until 7 o'clock today, 6 o'clock Saturday, and 5 o'clock on Sunday. They're open Christmas Eve until 4 o'clock. So stop by and see us here at Wilkie's True Value. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the day, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, which team will win the NFC South? 64% took the Saints. 36% took the Panthers. Big game this weekend, Saints-Panthers. The winner of that, obviously, will have the advantage. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question of the weekend, I'll throw this one at you, Jimmy. You ex-coach, you.
Okay.
Which head coaching vacancy is more desirable, Houston Texans, Texas Longhorns?
Well, I would definitely say that in this case, and it's very, very rare, is it this way, but the Texas Longhorns. And there are some potential for this thing to really have some success. And right now, the Houston Texans, to me, you go in there and it doesn't have exactly that same boy, is this a perfect place to go right now at this time. You know, so I think, you know, if you're going to go into be at the Houston Texans, you're going to have to get some really good trades and get some, bring in some people that you want, because that thing is not going the correct direction at this moment.
It doesn't feel like the Chiefs' job did last year. A lot of people thought the right coach would come in, like Andy Reid, and do what he's done there. And right now, you'd even make more money at Texas. The one thing that's funny about this, if you're in college and a guy's not doing his job, or it's not, he's not who you thought he was, there's going to be somebody else on the team eager to step in. And the pros, you don't have that. You've got your 48, 53-man roster, and that's what you've got to deal with. And even if you make a trade or two, it's only one player. I mean, you can't make as many changes as quickly as you can in college. Let's get your thoughts, folks. Vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which head coaching vacancy more desirable, Houston Texans or Texas Longhorns? We are back with the Doug and Daddy Show at Wilkie's True Value in Kearney to get Jimmy's selections and our weekend bowl picks right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At AutoZone, you'll feel like a kid in a candy store. Except in this candy store, you'll find all the parts and advice needed to get your car running right. That's sweet. Sure, you can go to other parts stores, but that'd make you a sucker.
Right now, come into AutoZone for a new Duralast battery and get dependable power you can count on only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
There are 12 blizzards blowing.
10 straight days raining.
6 snowballs flying.
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds.
4 lightning bolts.
3 creepy gnomes.
2 angry geese.
And a giant blow-up snowman that kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority.
Geez, how much broccoli do you need?
I'm supposed to get 3 cups of vegetables a day.
What else do you have on your plate?
All my daily needs. 2 cups of fruit, 8 ounces of whole grains, and some lean protein from my chicken.
That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, I'm following the USDA's Choose My Plate guidelines. It's all on ActivateBuffaloCounty.com.
Maybe I should put all of this fried food back.
Yeah. And check out some of the tips, resources, and recipes we have on ActivateBuffaloCounty.com.
Doug and Daddy's Show rolling on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're live at Wilkie's True Value here on Kearney, Grand Avenue, just off East Highway 30. And don't forget their location in downtown Ravenna. Either spot has some great, great deals for you. Stop in, and maybe you're decorating. They've got some poinsettias that are different sizes, different colors that'll get you in the Christmas spirit. Free calendar and a Santa coloring book for the kids if you bring them in. Who doesn't love to see the eyes light up at any time when you're talking Christmas? And of course, maybe you're not thinking Christmas. Maybe you're thinking home. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, here comes the snow finally. Here comes the weather. They've got the shovels, the salt, the sand tubes, the scrapers, the gloves, everything you could need, including the snowblower with the heated handles for Jimmy Langan here at Wilkie's True Value in Kearney and Ravenna. So what do you think? Heated handles. I never knew such a thing existed.
There's sometimes you'll go by and you'll look at something. You have no idea how much something like that would cost. You know, I have no idea. So I went down there, looked at that snowblower, and when I looked at the ones and they were like $780. So that's about right. That's about what I figured, somewhere in that vicinity. Then I went down and looked at the last one, and it was like, I mean, $2,000.
It was the old. It was the caddy.
Yeah, you got to use it more than on your yard only. You know, in your own driveway. You know, if you're going to have that one, you're going to do everybody's driveway.
Then, and then you might get a little gift card.
There you go,
from the neighbor. Speaking of the Cadillacs of snowblowers from Husqvarna, how about the Cadillacs that you can find at the Midway Auto Dealerships? Midway Cadillac Buick Chevrolet or Midway Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're working. They know it's the end of the year and Christmas, so it might be a business decision, it might be a family decision, it might be a personal decision to get a new or pre-owned vehicle, and you can check out their entire inventory on the all-new thinkmidway.com. They wish all of their customers, old and new, and those that could future be coming in to see them, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Go in and see the great sales staff, and maybe you need to get some different tires put on before the bad weather hits. Maybe you need to get some work done on your vehicle, in and out oil changes in 30 minutes. Make your appointment today with the Midway Auto Dealerships. But right now, always a highlight of our Friday. The bowl games get going this weekend. Jimmy, we have four of them tomorrow, a triple header here on ESPN Radio, and you have found a couple that you might like. You keep telling us about the underdogs. What do we got?
Well, yeah, that's definitely underdog time here, and USC's playing Fresno, and Fresno wants to go to the bowl game. They're very excited about it. When they get to play on TV, it's always at 10:30 at night. You know, USC's gets to play in big-time games. They played, you know, with Notre Dame. They've got a coaching change going on that's huge. The one coach is leaving. I just think that Fresno is going to want to be there. The quarterback's going to be able to throw for some yardage. I think he's going to have some success. You have to be a little careful with these things when you take these underdogs, because when you do take them, at times they can get completely outplayed. And so, you know, this isn't a good time to say, hey, I'm going to buy a half a point. I'm going to buy, you know, a point and a half. You don't want to ever do that with one of these, because when they do get beat, they get beat sometimes pretty bad. But I think Fresno State will compete, and you get to 6.5 points. And then the point spread changed a little bit on this game. And I like Colorado State getting 6 against Washington State. And early in the year, the very first game of the year, Colorado beat Colorado State. And this team has really improved from then. They've gone on and competed very well. They've played at a good level. They're very happy to be in a bowl game. When they were lifting weights in June, July, and August, they didn't even know they were going to get to go to a bowl game. You know, and they are so excited to get to go to a bowl game. And I think they're going to play really, really hard. Fort Collins, Colorado had some bad weather this year. And you know, they just went through this and competed at a level. They are going to be so happy to be there, and I hope they have some success. And it's not that Washington State's not happy to go to a bowl game. That coach has kind of turned that program around, too. But you do get the 6 points. You might as well take them and see what happens.
All right. Jimmy Langan says it would be a good idea to maybe look at Fresno State taking on Southern Cal and Colorado State taking on Washington State. The other two games tomorrow, Buffalo plays San Diego State and Louisiana Lafayette takes on Tulane. Then a full slate of NFL action here on ESPN Radio comes your way on Sunday. So triple header tomorrow for college football, and then a triple header for NFL football coming up on Sunday. And then we've got Frank Solich and the Ohio Bobcats taking on East Carolina. And Mike Perenio told us last week that Ohio was one of the plays that he liked in the entire bowl season.
Yeah, and that's a Monday game. Is that right,
Monday, Doug? Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock Central Time.
So we'll have a selection on
here
the
on
show.
ESPN, Mike.
Yeah, and we'll have a selection at, you know, we'll try to get that out a little earlier. We won't wait till noon. So we'll try to get that out about 11:50. You know what I mean? To let the people have a little chance to have a time to get it in then.
And East Carolina's favored by 14. I got a hunch. I got a hunch on you, my man. I got a hunch on you. And then to Oregon State, Boise State have the Christmas Eve game out in Hawaii. Let me just throw this out. Our Christmas is Christmas Eve, and we do Christmas Day. But our immediate family does Christmas Eve. It's always been that way. Should you ever feel guilty that when the presents are unwrapped and you kind of send the young ones off to bed, that you check the score of the football game?
No, that's good. That is not, and like I've said before, that is fine. And if even it's probably a minor sin if you're at church. and you do that. If you're checking the
stores. Don't be checking it out on your phone.
Yeah, if you're at midnight mass and you're checking out an NBA basketball score or anything played overseas, that's a minor sin only. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to let you know. I very seldom do I play this card, but, you know, I have to do it about every 6 months, do you?
So if the game's still going and you're going to midnight mass on Christmas Eve, it's just a minor sin.
It's a minor sin only.
Jeffrey, you're going to have to put down a note because Monday we've got to play the old Doug and Matt show, 12 Pains of Christmas, that featured the rough Bill Callahan era that Matt and I did, I think, the very first year that we ever did the show. We popped that out and dusted off and do it about once a year. We'll try to remember to do that on Monday's show. But, again, we want to thank Lloyd and the gang here at Wilkie's True Value for what they've done, not only for the community but for us here at the Doug and Daddy Show, allowing us to come in today. Let me make a quick run through of what we may have missed, a couple of highlights of what's coming up. We talked about volleyball. It's Washington and Penn State for the national championship tomorrow. John Cook says they're starting to put together their volleyball schedule for next year. They'll host the Coaches Association Showcase. That's one of the big-time events at the beginning of the year. Looks like Florida State and Stanford could be coming in. They're going to play Creighton. And why are they playing Creighton? Well, Creighton will come to Lincoln in 2014. Then they'll get to play at the CenturyLink in 2015. Also, the Final Four is at the CenturyLink in 2015. So good work there. Nebraska football, again, practices today and tomorrow. Then they get 4 days off. They'll report back to Lincoln on Christmas night and take off for Jacksonville on the 26th. Sean Callahan will be there giving us the very latest from Husker Online on our Big Red Report, and we'll keep you up to date here. Kearney, UNK, graduation today, and then their final basketball games of this calendar year tonight. Lindenwood's pretty decent. The women are 7-2. The men are 6-6, and would be big wins to go into the holiday break because the Lopers are then off until January the 4th, 5:30, 7:30. Hastings College is home tomorrow against Mount Marty at 2-4. You can hear the games on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska basketball games tomorrow will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The women play South Dakota at 2:30. The men play the Citadel at 7:30. Flatwater Fracas is going on today. It's underway. Should have double-checked here if the match has already taken place, but a rarity in wrestling. Two three-time state champions, Will Shaney from Blair, will be taking on Omaha North's Javon Perkins, and that is going on. That duel is going on right now. We'll give you a report on how that finished up on our sports this afternoon. And then basketball all over the Tri-Cities the next couple of nights. I'll have Kearney High, Lincoln Northeast tonight here on ESPN. Mike Will's got Hastings Cozad on 1230 KHAS. Randy Bushcutter, Kearney Catholic, Elm Creek, Classic Hits, 98.9 tomorrow. Then Pleasanton, Wilcox, Hildreth. But you've bit the bullet. You're going to come back Monday, huh?
Yeah. You know what? Here's another thing I wanted to mention. I refereed the men and girls yesterday, and I'll tell you what, Doug. For the first 12 minutes, that was about as well as I've seen a high school team play, boys, girls, or whatever. They really played well. I think they had 50 points in 12 minutes, and that's an amazing accomplishment. If you think about in the NBA, they play 12-minute quarters.
Yeah.
You know, they scored
playing eight, yeah.
Yeah, in 12 minutes, you know, I mean, in the 12-minute time, they scored 50 points. So that was in NBA, they'd be like getting 200 points at that time. And, you know, in Grand Isle Central, Catholic has some athletes. You know what I mean? They were doing some things while they just too many people to guard, and they really distributed the ball and scored in a hurry.
Well, Minden's got three Division I players, maybe four that we know about. As far as basketball, who knows what Stewart will do? I know Allie Rouse is probably going to go the volleyball route, but they've got a lot of collegiate athletes on that team, whether they're basketball or not.
Yeah, so. And, you know, they're good enough when you show up to referee and you get your card there at 5:15 for a 6 o'clock game. I don't get to park where I normally get to park. I had to park. It's very cold last night. And next time I go to Minna, it'd be nice if they had a little spot for an old referee to park his car so he doesn't have to walk like 6 blocks. But other than that, everything else is really nice.
Phil Hoyt, get on that. We'll throw that out for Phil Hoyt.
Yeah, there you go.
Folks, have a great Christmas. Hope you have a safe holiday. I know some of you will celebrate your Christmases this weekend. Whatever the case may be back with us Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have some unique, fun things to talk about. We'll talk about the bowl games. Don't forget to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank Nate Klaus of HuskerOnline.com for joining us today. Hastings High boys basketball coach. Lance Creech for joining us today. Jim Langan will join me, Doug Duda, back in the studio on Monday. Congratulations to all the graduates today at UNK, whether you're at Hastings, whether you're at the University of Nebraska. Congratulations to all those folks that are graduating. Have fun at your high school event or the Mannheim Steamroller concert tonight. And in between, don't forget to stop here, see Lloyd and the gang at Wilkie's True Value on Grand Avenue just off East Highway 30 in Kearney. They've got the poinsettias. They've got the Husqvarna snowblowers and chainsaws. They've got the snow goods and maybe a True Value gift card, maybe just some food. They've got the little popcorn stocking stuffers, and they're going to give away calendars. They've got coloring books for the kids. Folks, all kinds of great things, whether it's for mom, dad, the kids. There's something here from everyone. As I said, you see the Red Flyer wagon up there. You see the toolkit for dad. You see the cooking utensils for mom. It's all right here. Lloyd's got the biggest shovel in the store, and he is going to shovel Jimmy right on out of here. Folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.